This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, what's up? We've got a lot to discuss here in sports today. We even have a hockey segment or two coming up.
I'm guessing you did not wake up to watch the Capitals game in the morning.
Oh, God, no. But no. I saw it, and I've been reading about it, and I saw the interviews and the ceremony.
The what have you.
Ovechkin, who I think looks older than Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah, because they put out the carpet and they go out there and they do their thing. And yeah, Gretzky, he broke the all-time.
Yes, and Gretzky said he would be there and be the first one to shake his hand.
And he was, and it was cool.
Well, Gretzky can't move his face anymore.
But I tell you what, it's working for him because, well, maybe it's just that Ovechkin just looks so old because he's all gray now and he's, you can tell he parties. And it's like, wow. I mean, because how old's Gretzky?
Oh, Gretzky's got to be in his mid-60s.
And how old is Ovechkin?
I think he turns 40 this year.
Yeah, unbelievable. Go look at him from that video of the ceremony after he broke the record. Ovechkin looks older than Gretzky.
Well, Gretzky's on that weird Hollywood. I told you, he's venturing into middle-aged lesbian territory. And one of my favorite parts about Ovi is that guy doesn't care. He doesn't fix his teeth. He's gone gray. He's kind of fat. He drinks a lot of vodka. The dude's just a bear. And he's still playing at a ridiculously high level when he's 40 years old. It's freaking awesome.
He broke his leg this year.
Yeah. Dude, I love that guy. This generation, you either a Sidney Crosby guy who I can't stand, although I begrudgingly have come to respect him, or you're an Ovi guy.
He's kind of the pretty boy, right?
He is. Yeah. I just have never been a Crosby guy. But he's so good, you kind of like, fine. You're all right.
All right, well,
I was always an Ovi guy.
We've got some hockey coming up. That was a big deal.
We talk about Duke essing the
bed. Yeah, I'm sorry about your money.
Costing me $1,500,
sons of bitches. Whoa, $1,500?
Had Duke gone the whole way.
Oh, you would have won $1,500.
I would have won
$1,500. So it didn't cost you.
It didn't cost me, but it did because that money was mine. It was over. Duke had it.
What do we think?
It was over. And then it wasn't.
Think? Yeah,
dude,
listen.
Cash and checks.
Hold on, everybody.
You weren't. Well, first of all, they would still have to win the final.
Yeah, I was very confident.
Hold on.
I had a nice bet. My biggest bet was them making the final.
Hold on.
Yes.
So before the tournament started, and I wrote it down in my notes, knowing full well that Duke was not going to win, and I would have to, unfortunately, throw this back in your face.
Yeah.
But he said, it says right here on my notes, it says, quote, ignore it at your own peril, end quote. Souk on stats regarding Duke to the finals.
Yes.
Well, I ignored it, perilously ignored it, and thought I was cooked.
It was done.
But
it was over.
It wasn't.
I was already planning the trip to Bandon and the strippers. It was over.
I had to tell a friend of mine, again, the Portland, Maine guy who always checks in about Cooper Flagg.
It's over!
Yeah. He was watching the game. He turned it off when Tugler got the technical foul on the baseline there.
Yeah.
Reaching over
and slapped the ball out.
He turned it off.
Yeah.
So he texts me the next day and he's like, man, sorry to see Houston lose. I don't know why he was rooting for Houston.
So he really didn't see?
No, he didn't. And then he said, but Cooper Flagg played well, which he wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, dude, you didn't see it. Houston won. Or I thought maybe he made a mistake and meant Duke and wrote Duke instead of Houston.
Yeah.
No, he didn't see it.
Oh my God.
I said, go back and watch, dude. They won.
Wow.
Houston won. And this is why, Big Zucchini, this is why the NCAA tournament is so great. Because if in the NBA, if Duke and Houston played in a 7-game series, chances are Duke is winning that series.
Yes. I feel overwhelmingly confident in that.
But this is the variance of one-off games.
Yeah.
Where you still won the game. Like, Duke was the better team. They beat Houston. until they didn't. I mean, like every single thing that could have gone wrong for Duke in the last, well, really, they only had one field goal in the last 10 and a half minutes. So that's a problem.
They had two.
They'd won.
I thought they had two.
They made one field goal in 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
I thought it was two because Flag had the three, and I thought there was one other one. I thought they were both Cooper Flags. Maybe it was right at, because Flag had one right around that 10 and a half minute mark, and then he hit the three, and that was
it. Flags!
And they even doomed him because right around that time, they were like, Duke hasn't turned the ball over yet, and then they just proceeded to just turn the ball over every 4 seconds.
Well, they missed a key free throw. That was Proctor. Well, they missed several free throws in the second half.
But Proctor's was the
Proctor's was a huge one because it was a 1-1.
Yeah.
They couldn't inbound the ball.
At all.
Which we've talked all tournament.
I cannot understand.
How teams can't get the ball
inbound. Blows, and this is coming from my football brain. But we spend so much time in football. Every practice, like 30 to 40% of it, is spent just on situational football. And last time I checked, basketball doesn't have that much. Like, it's not like football where you're grinding over plays. Wouldn't you think that one inbound pass, one inbounds play? We saw that, by the way, this from Houston. Remember with the inbound, was that against Purdue? Work an inbound play. There's not one time that you can get the ball in. You got two or three guys on the floor that are 6'9". You can't have someone go high point a damn ball. As you can tell, my bank account is very unhappy with this.
It really is a phenomenon, though, in college basketball. And it doesn't matter what team it is.
Yeah.
No one is immune to the inability to inbound a ball when facing
just incredible.
It's shocking.
It's when facing pressure. I mean, it's usually under their own basket.
Yeah.
Although I've seen it on the other side too.
You're telling me that old Johnny Boy can't go into the huddle? Like, this will stick with him for a long, long time. Because I put a lot of this on him.
Well, and Flag too.
Yeah.
Missed that.
Yeah,
well,
Flags!
The other thing that went wrong, I mean, you know, they got an over-the-back call.
Yeah.
I don't know how you felt about that call.
That was horrible.
That was a little,
was crap, but at the same point, this is what I said. Duke, you were essing the bed so bad that
both
I don't feel one bit bad that call
against
you.
But still, it wasn't the best of calls.
No, it was
and
a
so just
call.
Every single thing went wrong, and they could, all like this text said, all they had to do was keep getting fouled and make a modicum of your free throws, and you're not going to lose that game.
No.
And yet,
They
lost the game.
That Proctor is shooting like 62% from the line. He gets the one time in the open court. There's three other Duke players there, and he just holds onto the ball. He's like, come foul me, because I'm doing such a great job of making. Maybe throw it to the guy that doesn't shoot 62%. My God.
So,
and the one other thing. You have
there's more than one.
Well, there's so many.
Yeah.
You have the best player in the country, right? The number one pick, this generational talent. Maybe, just maybe. Occasionally, clear
flags!
The effing side of the floor out and let him go one-on-one like
they did
in the NBA.
They did at the end.
Yeah, at the end. And
I didn't like that. I didn't like...
Game
I mean,
up short.
It wasn't the worst look, but it also wasn't the best look.
Yeah.
You know? It was like, it's maybe hindsight to nitpick that, but you probably could have got a better look than that.
Yeah.
And it was good defense. I'm talking about Flag's last shot with 19 seconds left. They were down one.
Down one. He backed him down.
He got a pretty good look because he's so big. Yeah. He can get his shot up over anyone.
Yeah.
But Roberts played really good defense on that. And I'm not sure that's the shot. Like, if I told you before the game it's going to come down to one Cooper Flag shot, I don't think you want that.
Yeah, turn it around. I mean,
I don't think you want that.
Turn around. It's
fade away.
12-footer.
But fade away?
Yeah. I thought this, and about the 4 minute mark, I started to really panic, and then I was like, "Oh, you're fine."
Did you poop your little basketball shorts?
I was starting to S myself, and then Flag
four
hit the,
minutes.
Flag hit the three right around that. It was like 3.5 minutes ish where Flag.
Yeah,
hit
they
the
went
three.
Back up nine,
and I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, they were up nine with 3 minutes left, right after the Cooper Flag's three.
Yeah, and then I went back to S in the bed. I really thought that Duke ran out of gas. I thought they looked tired. I thought they looked slow. One time, I think the announcer said something. They like Schreier or he called a timeout, and they were like a lot of tired white shirts. And Houston does this. They just grind you down. It's like old Arkansas basketball, right? The what is it? The
40 minutes
40
of
minutes of hell. Nolan Richardson.
Yeah, a little different style, but
yeah. But I really thought that Houston wore down Duke, and at the end, they couldn't get a rebound to save their life. They couldn't box anyone out. I thought Duke looked slow and plodding, and I think they ran out of gas. I think Houston put so much pressure that Duke did not have an answer physically. And when you run out of that, when your tank is empty, I think that's when the loose balls all go the other team's way. That's when you can't make little plays. And everything Houston did looked fast and explosive, and everything Duke did looked slow and plodding. And by the way, for the love of God, Con Knipple, go nowhere near the Portland Trail Blazers. Because as good as that guy is, that dude was exposed once again for being slow and unathletic against Houston. Do not put him on the wing for the Blazers.
Well, as we mentioned last week, you know, they may have gotten tired, but remember, they had not been tested much.
No.
They really hadn't. They hadn't been dragged into deep water like that, and they had not played a defense like that since Auburn. And that was like in the non-con.
Yep.
So how they reacted to that, ultimately, they did pretty well. I mean, my God, they were up 14 points in the second half. But you're right. Houston does not quit.
No.
They keep coming at you. A lot of things didn't go your way. Again, that's just a one-off game.
Yeah.
I just don't think that happens again.
They played 10 times. Duke wins 8 of those. Maybe 9.
I don't know about that.
Duke was better from start to finish.
8 to 10, that's crazy to me. But I think Duke wins a 7-game series. It's just in that particular game, man, that one is going to stick with them for a long, long time. And Houston is really fortunate. Houston, they went on a 9-0 run. Mm-hmm. In the final 35 seconds.
It's unbelievable.
Duke was up 6 with 35 seconds left.
It's almost
and they lost.
It's almost impossible to lose that game.
Unbelievable.
Yet, here we are. And by the way, they lost by 3.
Yeah. Going away.
What? This was a 12-point swing and I just...
Well, it was a 9-point swing. They were up 6.
Oh, yeah. They were up lost 6. They lost by 3. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 plus 3 is 9.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
I was thinking 9.
They teach that in schools, you know.
I was thinking 9 and then they lost by 3, but no.
Well, there's more to discuss, including all of a sudden Kelvin Sampson being so beloved. Yeah. I have a problem with this.
Well, I have a problem.
He's an ass.
Can someone over at Nike and Jordan get that guy a polo shirt?
Well, he wears a polo shirt.
What are we doing with that thing? He got that.
That's what he wears.
Yeah, he found it at Goodwill.
Like, oh, you want a new polo?
What the hell is that thing?
Yeah, that's
you just
what
think the quality sucks or the fit sucks?
The whole thing.
Yeah, the fit's not great.
I think he found that thing. I think that's like one of those, you know, you're outside the stadium and someone's selling a bootleg Jordan polo. Like, really? You're the head coach. We can't find you something better than that? You look terrible.
So we'll wrap that up and look ahead to tonight's game a little bit later as well on The Fan. But first, what's your name? I forgot it.
I'm Ryan.
It's Will. Well, we have a lot to get to today. Blazers re-up their GM for some reason. Alex Ovechkin is awesome. Masters week, one shining moment. I mean, my God.
A lot going on.
My God. How do we even do it? But we're wrapping up Duke, Houston, and I guess Florida-Auburn, but you know.
Well, it was weird because Florida-Auburn was a really good game.
It was, yeah.
That was a phenomenal game. And then Duke-Houston really wasn't a great game for much of it. It felt like Duke was just sticking him with that jab, and every time Houston got close, they would flick him in the face a couple more times. And
doesn't that go to show you the better finish is always more talked about than a better game?
Yes.
You know, it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be a great game. You just have to have wild finish or controversy to finish. And look, let's be honest. And I was not rooting against you per se.
Yeah.
Or our boss, Jeff Austin, who is a Duke fan.
You were rooting
against
him.
Listen, it's a great American pastime to watch Duke yak all over themselves. I'm sorry. Even you who had money on them had to have been chuckling, you know, in the back of your head. It's like, oh my God, this couldn't have happened to a better team.
Had there not been a significant chunk of money that was ripped out of my pocket by those sons of bitches, then yes, I would have laughed. And I will say this.
So who do you blame most? You blame Shire most? Is that what you're...
I blame Shire, yes. I think that one will stick to him. I thought that was a piss-poor job of calming that team down.
Well, you should write him.
Well...
write him a letter.
I'll just say this.
Ask
that is the
bet.
First time, and that will be the last time I will bet on Duke.
Really?
It won't happen.
Well, did you read the story today that... because we talked about this on Friday, that they have a very secretive collective of 3 really rich guys who don't want their names out there, even though their pictures and names were in this article that I read.
Yeah.
But
great job, guys.
Yeah, they're saying $8 to $10 million for next year.
Yeah,
alone.
They're going all in.
They're going all in.
I'm just saying.
So they're going to keep doing this whole freshman thing.
I'm out. I'm not doing it
and
anymore.
And then adding transfers.
I will spite bet. This was the surest
You got money. Burnt.
Yeah. It was just there.
Ignore at your own peril.
It was there.
The stats.
And then the championship game wouldn't have mattered. I mean, it was just, it would have been icing on the cake. Mm. It was just right there. And then it got ripped away. And I know recency bias because it's obviously it's fresh in the mind. I cannot recall a collegiate team. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw just a game of this magnitude where one team, and look, I don't want to take away from Houston because Houston didn't quit and those guys were grinding. But let's not act like Houston played great. Far from it.
Samson even said that.
That was just Duke flat out crapping themselves in front of 20 million people. And I'm trying to think the last time I saw just a collapse like that.
College basketball is full of those. Yeah. If you watch enough college basketball.
At this magnitude?
But
the Final Four?
I don't think many expected that out of Duke.
No.
That particular team. But, you know, again, they're young. A lot of freshmen. Coach isn't that experienced, you know.
No.
In Houston, those dudes, they're men. Kelvin Sampson's been at it a long time.
Yep.
Those guys have been, I mean, hell, they got a guy on their team that's already won a national championship. Did you know that?
Who won a national title?
LJ Cryer is their guard with the weird hair.
Yeah.
Or the receding hairline. He,
yeah, he's got a weird Trae Young thing happening for himself. It's not good.
He was on Baylor when they won.
Oh.
Like so he is trying tonight to become the first player ever to win a title with two different teams.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
I will say I am rooting for Houston.
He wasn't a key player on that team.
But he was there. I am rooting for Houston in this.
Are you?
If you're going to do this, just go ahead and finish the damn thing and do it.
Well, I don't think anybody really loves Todd Golden. I think he's a little weird and creepy for people.
Yeah.
Florida's awesome, and they're really fun to watch. But for some reason, and maybe we can talk about this next, for some reason Kelvin Sampson has become like this
He's become
darling.
Why is that? Well, I think for a long time he was viewed as a sleaze.
Well, and he is a sleaze.
And I've asked the same question. Maybe when you were gone with Sue, I don't totally get why that's either gone away or why we just ignore that now.
I don't either.
But it definitely feels like he's in favor with the public now, and I don't know what changed.
People love him.
I think when...
And he's an ass. He's not even that nice of a guy.
I think he's a lifer. People respect that. And I think when everyone crapped on him, and then now in light of everything else that has gone on, I think we look back and we're like, text messages. Now, the way he handled it.
Was that at Indiana?
Yeah, it was in Indiana. And kind of the defiant nature of it. But I think we look back at that now. It's like the Reggie Bush stuff. And we're like, oh, my God. Like, really? Like, that's why we thought you were a sleazeball. And now I think there's the idea of a redemption arc. And we love redemption arcs. And. Look, I don't know. If you ask me right now where I want to go with this in the final, even though Houston, I don't even blame Houston for the comeback. I blame Duke. I blame Duke for the collapse. I think it'd be kind of neat to see Houston finish this because they were dead in the water. And to see them overcome Duke, I would like to see them finish the damn thing off. Florida's already got a couple, right? Go Houston, go get you one.
The guy for was one of the guards, I think it was Sharp for Houston, said that playing for Kelvin Sampson is mental warfare. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know, in this day and age of all these old school, a-hole, heavy-handed coaches that we talk about all the time here, he is the definition of that. And yet, man, Kelvin. Oh, we love Kelvin. he's like Bob Knight, but you know what?
And I like
forget it.
I like Tugler's sideburns
it's
too.
Fine.
So let's go with that. He's got those. He kind of looks like old dirty bastard out there. He's got those weird sideburns. I don't know. Go Houston.
So they said. Cryer said, when you practice at his practices, you're basically practicing not to get yelled at.
Mm.
And they said that he gets so their early season conditioning. Tugler, I think, was the one who said this. Their early season conditioning regime requires you to run lines.
Yeah.
To the point where most guys are on the ground or like back spasms or puking.
Yeah.
And if one player falls short of their time, you have to come back. Then all of them have to come back the next day at 5:30 and do it all over again.
Well, I'll tell you what. They had it in the gas tank at the end. And Duke, I'm telling you, go watch that. Duke ran out of gas and they were sucking wind and Houston kept coming. So, look,
the other thing that he did.
I'll give Houston credit. Those guys seem to have never-ending energy.
No, they don't quit. They play the same way the whole time. You better not let off the gas on them. But the other thing that he did that I was reading in this article, and then we'll move on to something else next, but in last year's tournament loss to Duke, they missed a bunch of free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So he now makes them make 150 free throws per day, 7 days a week.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
They talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, but they kind of glossed over it. 150 per player every day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, they made theirs and Duke didn't. So.
Well, and the guy who,
I want to run!
The guy who made two free throws down the stretch for Houston is like a 55% free throw shooter, and he made them both.
Yeah, meanwhile, Proctor over there is like, no, I got this, and I don't.
I mean, unbelievable.
I don't.
Can you even make 150 free throws a day?
No, I couldn't. I'd be there for
7 days a week. We'd still be in the gym.
My shoulder's made of crab meat. I've got that Markelle Fultz shoulder. You don't want to be out there shooting free throws.
Well, they're the only team since 1986, Duke, when steals became a stat, with a higher field goal percentage, more free throw attempts, more assists, more steals, and fewer turnovers than their opponent. Mm. To lose in the NCAA tournament.
Wasn't it like 330-something?
335-0.
Freaking Duke.
Now, 335.
It's my fault for rooting for Duke and betting on him.
And one.
The basketball guy. I taunted the basketball gods.
Well, you did when you said ignore at your own peril.
I did.
You
I,
got cocky.
I did.
And you had six games to go.
Yeah, I did.
Just sit on it, man.
Sit on it, Potsy. I didn't. I got cocky and look what happened.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Well, we'll talk more about the game tonight later. Let's move on. If you could put one athlete in any sport into a different era, who would it be? Would it be the great one? We'll get to Ovechkin and his history next on The Fan.